Done with Eons. That's the name of these series of talks. Fun with Eon. You know, I was driving one time, can't remember where I was, but I saw a license plate that said Eon 5. And there's somebody having fun with the Eons. Just knowing about the Eons is a lot of fun. It puts you light years ahead of trained professionals who don't know what the hell they're talking about. Eon 5. There are five eons. In Ephesians, you read the book of Ephesians in the Concordant version, and it talks about a time before the eons began. It talks about the current eon, and it talks about the eons to come. All in one handy book of the Bible. And you probably want to know where those passages are. Well, I'm going to have to get my old Bible for that. I'm working on my second Bible now. My first one practically torn to shreds. Let me go get that one. I'm going to put you on hold for a second. But to you, you won't notice any passage of time because it'll seem to you like I'm coming right back. But really, I'm going to go get my Bible. Kind of like death. Death is the same way. Yeah, when you die, seems to you that the very next second you're standing with Christ, even though maybe 300, 400, 500 years intervene. Now, you're going to experience this magical thing right now, because I'm going to put you on pause, and then I'm going to come back. It's going to seem like no time to you. Let this be an object lesson on the topic of death. Okay, here we go. Okay, there it is. Ha ha, I'm back. You can't believe what I did between that little brief little editing seam you probably noticed there. I went home, mowed the grass. I ate lunch. My youngest son grew up, went to college, graduated yesterday, and I'm now 67 years old. So there you have it. That's the death state. Ephesians 1:21 reads this way. Yeah, if I can get my Bible here, it's about in three different pieces. That's from trying to pound it into a square hole for years. Can't do it. Ephesians 1:21 speaks about seating us among the celestials up over every sovereignty and authority, power and lordship, not only in this eon, but also in that which is impending. This eon. You see, we're living in a present eon. That was Ephesians 1:21. Now you go to Ephesians 2:7. See, it's handy to know this because this is another way you can have fun with the eons. You can point this out to people to show that there are at least five eons. So we heard about this eon. Now, 2:7, that in the oncoming eons, he should be displaying the transcendent riches of his grace. Oncoming eons. So there are at least two eons ahead of us. That's Ephesians 2:7. Then you pull Ephesians 3:9 out of your hat, which speaks of the untraceable riches of Christ to enlighten all as to what is the administration of the secret which has been concealed from the eons in God who creates all that now may be made known. So, concealed from the eons that now may be made known, there were at least two eons in the past. Now, it's not my intention to delineate these five eons. I already do that in a series that I haven't published yet. Sorry. I need to put it on CD. It's on cassette now, but nobody owns cassette players anymore. It's about the eons. So I actually delineate for you, fully clothed. I'm fully clothed when I do it. I delineate the five eons, and I'm gonna release that CD sometime. But first, I have to make it. So I want to go to passages in the Word of God if I have time. You're kidding me. I don't have time. They're wanting to cut me short because I've gone so long in the past. People are wearing out their pause buttons on their own machines on your computers there. Can I give you one verse? Two. I can give you two. I'm going to do the rest tomorrow. But look at this. I'm going to give you two verses right now that shows you how this word can really screw you up, i.e. if you go through a seminary. Matthew 18:8. This is famous. You've heard this verse. Now, if your hand or your foot is snaring you, strike it off and cast it from you. This is Jesus speaking. Is it ideal for you to be entering into life maimed or lame, or having two hands or two feet to be cast into fire aeonian? Fire aeonian. Of course, the standard translations, the ones that were based on the screw-up that Jerome began back there in whatever year, I think it's the 4th century, might be earlier, they make that eternal fire. Well, no, the fire is aeonian. In this case, it only lasts for the coming aeon. So you can see how you can get screwed up there if you think this fire is eternal. That's one of the jump-off places for people who think that there's such thing as eternal torment. In spite of the fact that all these verses clash with other verses, like God is the Savior of all mankind, Jesus came into the world to save sinners, all is out of God, through God, and into God. Through one man, death reigned. Through another man comes life. All are condemned in Adam. All are justified in Christ. You have to shove all those verses out the window in order to embrace eternal fire. And why is it that when people are given the choice between eternal fire and these other verses, give me the eternal fire. I want the eternal fire. Not for me, but for Uncle Joe, somebody else. But it's wonderful to be able to believe all of Scripture, and you can believe in the aeonian fire because you can see, oh, well, sure, it's terrible, wouldn't want to be there, but it only lasts for eons. That's nothing compared to eternity. Nothing! It lasts for eons! And you can also believe these other verses that after the aeonian fire ends, then all this other stuff is also true. You see the beauty? You see the fun you can have with the eons? The fun you can have? You can believe all of Scripture. You don't have to be like these other people who are sweeping. They sweep these other far-reaching verses under the rug. They can't believe them. They don't understand them. Verses like I just gave you. The far-reaching, God's going to save everyone, all things consummated in Christ. All these verses that are obviously there. If you mistranslate the word Ion and Ionian, you have to sweep these far-reaching verses under the rug. But you don't have to do that if you're listening to this show, because I'm telling you how to have fun with the eons. It's fun to believe all of Scripture. It's fun to believe in judgment and punishment and death and sin. It's fun to believe in them as long as you realize they're aeonian and not eternal. Because then you can believe these other verses as well, and you don't have a rug that looks like a flipping beret on the Matterhorn. I don't have time for the second verse. Tomorrow's the last day of the week already. I'm going to get to the rest of these tomorrow. So I remain yours, Martin Zenner. Believe in God no matter what the clergy tell you.